Meanwhile, the Israeli authorities have advanced plans for the construction of nearly 2,200 more settler units in the occupied Palestinian territories. According to an NGO, The Peace Now, the decision was made by a high-level Israeli committee tasked with settlement projects. It says the plans for settler units, which will be built in the occupied West Bank, are in various stages of the approval process. On Tuesday, in a similar move, Tel Aviv approved plans to construct nearly 750 settler units in the West Bank. Israel has intensified its settlement activities on the occupied territories with an all-out support from the current U.S. administration. All Israeli settlements, of course, are illegal under international law. To discuss that more, we're joined by Robert Enlakish, political analyst, joining us live right now. Thank you very much, Mr. Enlakish, for once again joining us on Press TV's Top 5. Now, these settlements are illegal under international law. We're not surprised to see Israelis not taking that into account, but why do you think they're intensifying these settlements at this point in time?
Well, there's two reasons for that. One, they're emboldened by the unequivocal support from the United States. They'll get support no matter what, and this has been demonstrated time and time again. Of course, predating Trump, not just with the Trump administration. So they know they can get away with it. The other factor in this is that, of course, Israel have been having troubles after they assassinated multiple Palestinians in the West Bank, which resulted in an attack upon Israeli soldiers, a Hamas attack on Israeli soldiers, killing two and taking one of their weapons. The settlers were very angry about this. Netanyahu now is on a campaign to make himself look better in the eyes of his public, which was, of course, this was accompanied by Operation Northern Field with the tunnels, the Hezbollah tunnels, and, of course, his recent strikes on Syria. This is a PR campaign. They're trying to make themselves look good in the eyes of the settlers. The settlers were protesting out in front of his house just a few weeks ago because they were disgraced at his actions. So, of course, they don't consider what Palestinians think. They consider what the Israelis think, and they want to make things better for their own population and look good in the eyes of the Israeli settlers. So they're trying to pander to what the Israeli settlers want to hear.
Now, these settlements are illegal under international law. Do you see anytime soon any kind of movement or anything to stop Israelis from continuing these settlements on occupied Palestinian land?
Well, in terms of stopping them from the international community, there seems to be nothing. It's pretty united when it comes to most countries in the world that they condemn the settlements. Even the United States has been on record multiple times condemning the settlements, but there's never any solid action taken against them. And without action, they're not going to capitulate to the norms of international law. They're not going to listen. They never have. They were expanding the settlements throughout the peace talks, even with PLO, Yasser Arafat. So they've never stopped this. They've never been threatened. The United States will not threaten them with taking away their military aid or threaten them with sanctions, and no other country seems to be willing to do it either. So unless there's any repercussions for their actions, if there's anything that they're going to suffer, if they're never going to suffer, then they're never going to do anything, because they know, well, either way, nothing's going to happen to us, so why won't we get better for ourselves? So I don't see anything coming along to stop them, unless perhaps there's a lot of Palestinian attacks and resistance, which may deter them from building in certain areas. That's the only thing I can really see happening, but that's almost impossible with the Palestinian Authority, which is bought out and paid for and works alongside with the Israelis in its security apparatus that it calls so-called security apparatus of the Israelis in the West Bank. So it will be very difficult to see any change coming in the future.
Especially right now that Israelis are enjoying all-out support from the U.S. This current U.S. administration seems to have a particular amount of support for Israel and its illegal policies. Do you think this will worsen the situation by the time Trump leaves the Oval Office?
Oh, definitely. The Trump administration has bowed down and capitulated perhaps more than other administrations in this area. It hasn't so much as said a single word against Israel. It hasn't at all postured against Israel. Even former administrations have at least said bad things about Israel, about the settlements. But the Trump administration seems to take absolutely no position against the Israelis. It seems to be more Israelis, Israeli than the Israelis themselves. And this all comes down to the AIPAC lobby. Trump and his administration have completely capitulated when it comes to the question of Palestine, foreign policy. So I think it's made things substantially worse for the Palestinians.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robert Inlakish, political analyst, with his take, of course, on the continued Israeli settlements.